The Wave is a peaceful community impact group formed in response to the reoccurring police brutality in the Black community. The Wave consists of people from all backgrounds, skin color, and sexual orientation. We will work to unite communities and support policy changes to stop discriminatory acts made against minority individuals. In order for us to keep on unifying these communities, you have to follow the Wave. We are the youth who will lead this generation, and we need your support today. Good afternoon, my fellow brothers and sisters. Before I move forward, I would like this time to thank God for waking us all up this morning. As many of us know, a few brothers and sisters of ours, lives have been stripped away from them. And it is our duty to reinforce what justice is. But that's another story. My name is Hezekiah Harper, and I'm a part of the Baton Rouge Youth Coalition. Today, we are here to support a movement created by three brilliant, beautiful young ladies. 15-year-old Jeanette Jackson. 15-year-old Rahisha Flowers. And 17-year-old Mara Richardson. I want to say that I'm truly inspired by these young ladies. Yesterday, I was talking to Rahisha Flowers about how nervous I was. And she told me, this is bigger than you and me. Now, as I look out today, I see that, and it is truly big. And see all the supporters. Right here's your flowers.
You've met.
Got some beautiful Black faces in here today. And I'm so grateful for y'all being here.
Good
thanking the elected officials and other influential adults who have worked incredibly hard to ensure that this evening's program is comprised of youth speakers only. Please join me in giving them a huge round of applause. For letting Maggie Rose's youth speak truth to power. Thank you for letting us own the mic. People of a community who have seen history repeat itself in their own backyard. It brings me great joy to physically see that we as a nation will no longer watch any more Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, and Sandra Bland happen to black people. We will ensure the generation of today can look forward to seeing a future of our own. We will no longer pay our lives in exchange for being black. Let me introduce myself once again. My name is Rahija Flowers, which in Swahili means full of hope and merciful one. The tragedies of this past week have pained me deeply. But they will never kill my hope. They will never affect the mercy I will continue to bestow on those who have wronged me and my people. It is the hope and mercy within me that inspired me to start a youth movement called The Wave that is growing as we speak. There's unspeakable power in the thoughts and the ideas of Baton Rouge's youth and across the nation. No matter what you believe, one thing is certain. We will decide what happens in the years to come. A community of strength that works to ensure that the youth have a better life than the lower middle class they are placed in. A place that I, Mr. Sterling, and so many others call home. To the black men before Mr. Sterling, I apologize that you too were victims of police brutality, but in your case were given no media attention. But today showcases you will never die in vain. I refuse to let my community become a hub of police who take fathers from sons and brothers from sisters, mothers from daughters. I remember watching the events of Ferguson unfold on my TV. But let me tell you, it is a totally different feeling when you watch them happen in your own backyard. I have not slept since Alton's death because his son Lee, I Want My Daddy Back has been echoing in my head, and that is a nightmare I cannot escape from. It baffles me that it takes hundreds of people assembling for a march for me to be able to say, value my life. And to be taken seriously when I say it. That's all we're asking for our lives to be valued. My name is Rahisha Flowers, which is Swahili means merciful one who is full of hope. Hope that those who died in the hands of police brutality will not die in vain. Hope that the people who built this nation will one day be celebrated. Hope that communities like Fairfield never die but give rise to leaders of future generations. All of you are here today.
today because you hope for something better. A future where I am free of the fear of never losing these chains.
My name is Quan, and I'll be performing a poem. And I see the birds, they've been chirping out my window. And I see the birds and my bones tell me the storm is coming. It's been building. Now it's larger than any skyscraper. This storm, it ain't like the others. It ain't like Baltimore or LA. Now it's more like Armageddon. Like, you might lose an arm and a leg. It's gonna cost you something. My bones tell me a storm is coming, and they're not afraid, because I know these birds would rather Ku Klux Klux than chirp. They damn sure don't want to hear me chirp. They've been out my window throwing slurs in the air like they just don't care. Like indifference is a privilege and silence ain't a virtue. These birds are so scatterbrained when they feel fear. Quick to forget they hurt you. Quick to forget they shot you. Quick to remind themselves they're not you. My bones say a hurricane is coming and these birds won't fly so well in this rain. They think the city will flood and they'll just fly over it. They think the city spills blood and it's their right to pass over it, even when it's coming from a body still laying in the street draining. Even when the black body count in cages is still climbing. These birds ain't as perfect as their position shows. They only fly so high because they were born with wings in the first place. I know they gonna find it hard to find shelter, cause ain't no more sheltering them. We bring truth and pain to everywhere they migrate to. Ain't no place comfortable if we not. Ain't no more places to go. Ain't no more places to hide. We got so many faces to show, ours and theirs. And I see the birds, and I know they see me too. Thank you.
Follow me here. I'm going to come back in a couple minutes. We broadcast a couple minutes. Follow me.
This is a poem called I